Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships. I'm your host, Russell Price. We're talking about relationship issues, and today we're going to be talking about our special guest. She is a therapist. She does counseling. She does everything. We want to bring her up in just a little bit because her name is Carol Needham, and she's going to come up. She's a licensed clinical professor, counselor. She does private practice. She's right there in Silver Spring, Maryland. But we want to make sure that people get to know what she does because it's all that and a bag of chips. Carol, are you on air?
I am. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you? Fantastic. Thanks for calling in. This is our show we do every Saturday morning just to help people deal with relationships because relationships are hard, but it's even harder if you don't have the information. And right now, people are struggling through the critical time of relationships. I call it the litmus test of relationships. It starts really at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and then the upcoming day, which is Valentine's Day, is the litmus test for your relationships. You'll know what you got instead of calling it what it's not. But we had an unexpected litmus test. It was the blizzard of 2016, people found out what they got when the blizzard came. Because if you didn't get a call or somebody didn't want to come visit you or if you were married, they went in the basement, didn't want to see you for them 4 days, you knew your relationship was in trouble. But these are things that people don't think about, but you have to look deep before you leap and make sure you get the right person. But what you do is more important because you really are a clinical professional counselor. And give us an opportunity or idea of why this has to be as far as relationships and counseling. Give us a background on that. Yeah.
Well, just a mention to what you said. The good news about the blizzard is we'll have a lot of Leo babies in August. You know, there might be an upsurge in the births in August, which would be a good thing. We'd be giving birth to some new leaders. But about relationships, all relationships are influenced greatly by our frame of reference. So it a lot of times depends on where you're coming from, as we say. And psychology has evolved all the way from Freudian psychology through Carl Rogers, which was a humanist, and African psychology, which was more naturalist. And what we are dealing with today is a real opportunity for us to blend our relationships in a way that's creationist. I like to coin the phrase creationist psychology, which means what you think you can project into what becomes what it is. So a lot of us have heard the term about mindfulness and meditation and visioning. So if you think a certain thing about your partner enough and long enough, you will actually begin to see that in your partner. So that's where I'm coming from in terms of relationships. And counseling is very, very helpful in helping people to develop that thing within themselves that can muster up that positive image. Because the first and primary relationship is the relationship we have with ourselves.
Excellent point. Excellent point. If you don't like yourself, or you don't care about yourself, or you don't love yourself, or you don't have a deep respect for yourself, how could you love, respect, or even get involved with somebody else? First off, you're not going to take care of yourself, so you're going to be nasty and stinking and dirty. The other part of that,
exactly.
If you don't groom yourself, how are you going to kiss somebody? How are you going to have, you know, you can't do it. So you got to love yourself beforehand. You have to make sure that you're whole. I tell everybody, when it comes to relationships, first off, be whole. I've been fortunate enough. I came to this town since 1972. I have never had a bad relationship with a woman because everybody I associated with was whole. So if I'm whole and they're whole, there can be no breakup. You can't break something that's whole. But if it's not whole, then one person is not whole and one person is whole, and then when they get together and it gets to be something they don't like, then they break up because they were already broke in the first place. But if you got two people right. that are whole, there's no breakup. All you have to do is separate and go on your way, and everybody's happy because you had the time.
Good point.
Everybody's
good
happy.
Point. In relationships, two halves never make a whole. So that's an excellent
like
point.
That.
I believe that relationships should have the hots. The hots. And what do I mean by the hots? Higher order thinking skills. We have to translate the whole idea of cognitive imaging into a higher consciousness in order to have these relationships be harmonious and successful. And that's why I believe it is important to have a relationships mentor. If you're in a relationship, you should be talking to somebody who's wiser and older and who can help you be your best person in that relationship. We, in our culture in America, we tend to be so individualized. We think that we are supposed to know everything by ourselves. That is the furthest thing from the truth. That's why counseling, it doesn't just mean go to a counselor. But have a mentor. Go to an elder. Seek advice when you're in a relationship. Don't make these decisions by yourself. Now, what are the five A's to key to love in relationships? I want to get these in. Higher order thinking skills are experienced through practicing these five A's. Attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing. Now, if you're in a relationship and these are basic human needs. Everybody in the relationship has the same need for attention, the same need for acceptance, the same need for appreciation, affection, and allowing. I like allowing the most. Allowing grants freedom to live in accord with our own deepest needs and wishes. And when you're allowing your partner to be themselves, to have their own thoughts, to express them without punishment, to make their own choices, that person's going to want to be with you, and they're going to thrive with you. And so that's another point about healthy, thriving relationships. You want to be with a partner that helps you be the best you can be.
That's right. You have to have somebody to accent you, to make you be better. Why would you be with someone that's going to tear you down? You know, you
right.
want to be with somebody that's going to build you up. If they can't add to you, then don't be with you. Let them go. You know, I tell people, you know, there's nothing better than to be fired. I tell some people, fire me. You know, if you're upset with me or you're not, you know, happy, or you're going to call me out my name, or you're going to do something derogatory, or you're just going to be upset, then fire me. I'd rather be fired than to be there trying to make something happen and you don't like me no way. So it's a whole hard thing to comprehend. Give us that acronym again. What is it called again?
The HOTS, Higher Order Thinking Skills. The HOTS. Now, we all want to be hot in our relationships. Let's face it, that's the bottom line. We're in it for the skin in it, you know? But there are other things, and these other things that make that that intimate relationship be hot is when there is a basis in attention giving, a basis in acceptance, in appreciation, a basis in affection and allowance. When all of those things are present, when you're not in the bedroom, oh my God, that bedroom is hot. Okay? So these are the higher order thinking skills that make for a great relationship. Let me go back to your frame of reference. Now, in our culture, and in this, you mentioned it about the men and women and how they relate to each other, and we're in a critical juncture, and we're in a critical transition here because of the equality issue. You know, we are equal, men and women. It is a concept that has long been born in our culture today. And when you think of frames of reference, if you think of the African, and I'm more closely related to African psychology than Western psychology. So if you think of the African concept of a woman, that would be they're worthy of the throne. In the Christian concept, they're unworthy of leadership. In the African concept, they're part of the Trinity. In the Christian concept, they're subjective to man. In the African concept, they're taught that her womb is sacred. In the Christian concept, they're taught her womb is pain and is cursed. In the African concept, she symbolizes justice. And in the Christian concept, symbolizes the fall of man. Woman symbolizes the fall of man. In the African concept, she's called the virgin when giving birth. In the Christian concept, she's called a virgin until she's penetrated. Okay? In the African concept, she's considered a goddess. In the Christian concept, she's the cause of death, considered sin. So when we change our frame of reference, and all, many, many, many of us in the Western Hemisphere have been brought up with this Judeo-Christian ideology. So we're already looking at each other in unequal terms in this dominant, suppressive type of relationship. And that is old, and it is played out, and it is no longer acceptable in our current relationship between partners. And this could go not only for heterosexual partners, it goes the same for homosexual partners. So This whole idea of superiority is a concept that is no longer viable in our current situation where our survival depends on getting together in a harmonious way with one another in relationships. So this is part of what has to happen.
That's excellent information. People, the way you described it and what you said as far as Africans concept and Western concept, give us your phone number, your website, your email address, how to get in touch with you.
Well, okay. My email address is info@EphesiansCounselingCenter.com. So that's EPHESIANS. CounselingCenter.com. And
excellent.
The phone number where I can be reached for appointments is 240-463-8967.
Fantastic. We've got some calls on the line. I want you to stay on the line.
Okay, great.
Calls on the line. A call to you on the air. Error code 202-257. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Russell. This is Linda Wills. Good morning.
Say hello to Carolyn Nadine, because she's a licensed professional counselor. Say hello to her.
Hello there. How you doing, Carolyn? I caught part of your interview. It was pretty interesting about what
good
you were
morning.
Saying about. Oh, good morning. It was pretty interesting listening to your conversation. about relationships and the different cultures and African culture and the Christian culture and American culture. It was very interesting. So I called in to actually to listen to the show today.
But I want you to talk about you have a relationship book that's out, and it's also about musicians and about relationships with musicians and things that you do in the industry. Give us your take, though, Linda, on relationships as far as what's the concept of relationships as far as you are an astute woman, very attractive woman. What is your experience as far as relationships and men, and what is the nucleus that's not working today?
Well, you know, Russell, there's never really been a formula for relationships because as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I've been in relationships. You know, Al Green and I, we dated for years. He wrote songs about our relationship. And all that was beautiful because that's the way we were feeling at that time, you know. But you can't feel a relationship because people change. People have women go through menopause, men go through menopause, and people's mentality change. Their physical body changes. And so all that has to do with a relationship. A lot of times you meet somebody, you like what you see, you like what you hear, but over a period of time, their conversation is not the same, their body is not the same. It changes the relationship. So basically, I don't have a formula for what worked then and what doesn't or what will work now because I look at the human behavior, and I think that has more to do with it than whether or not, you know, you're going to stay together with somebody because I know men that's been married for years, and they said, well, I outgrew my wife, so now they don't want her anymore. So, I mean, what do you do?
Let go.
Divorce is an option. So divorce is an option. It's Carol, what's the take on divorce from a professional standpoint of view? Is divorce an option in marriage? What is your take on that from a professional counselor point of view?
Well, it is an option. It should be an option. We cannot stay stuck in our life at any stage of our life. And people do change, like the sister said. And, you know, if you can work out your differences to a point where there's a neutrality within the relationship, there's no reason for divorce. But that really takes a lot of generosity on the part of each person. And, we're all here on earth seeking happiness. We're seeking joy. And if that has died in the relationship and you have tried ways to restore that happiness and that joy, I think you need to move on to the next phase of your life and not feel any guilt about it. It will be a transitional time for you, and it will involve some grieving of the loss of a relationship that didn't become what you wanted it to become. But change is inevitable. You know, nothing is certain in this life but change. You will always experience it, and whether you change together or you change apart has to be acknowledged and accepted. So, yes, divorce is always an option, but it's should be the last resort. I mean, you should try. That's why counseling attempts to help people see what common ground they can continue to have together, even when they change. There's still, you know that Venn diagram where you have a circle and another circle, and you have a part of the circle that crosses each other, and there is the common ground. Well, if that common ground keeps shrinking until the circles aren't even crossing, then it's time to go.
Excellent point. Excellent point. What about the vows, though? What about this vow that people take who are supposed to be Christians or supposed to be women and men of God, and it states clearly that it's supposed to be to death do you part? How could you stand before the church and the congregation and the witnesses and lie to God at the altar?
You're not lying to God. You are saying you've got the God is within you. Are you going to lie to yourself? That is, you know, you have to have a relationship with your God and with yourself. So you can't lie to yourself and tell the truth to God. You can't tell the truth to yourself.
If you take this vow to be married at the church and you're a man of God, a woman of God, and you say, I will love you, cherish you through sickness, health, to death do you part. If I meet a man or a woman and they've been married 3 times and none of their husbands or wives are dead, what could they possibly tell me about the marriage vows? They have lied to God 3 times and themselves.
But even the head of the Catholic Church has recently agreed that in some cases divorce is the right path to take. And so, I mean, that's a pretty high authority when you look at church law. So I'm saying that look at domestic violence situations. Look at, situations in which people have completely separated in emotionally and physically and spiritually from one another. You know, it's hard to accept that things do change, and sometimes you do have to let something end, you know, in order to begin in a way that is healthier. You can't stay in an unhealthy. Vows are not supposed to bind you to suffering. If you're suffering in a relationship, there is no reason to continue to suffer.
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The problem is that according to the Bible and according to this vow that you take, you're supposed to be able to wait, pray. You're supposed to get through this. You're not supposed to leave. But if you get to the point you say, I'm suffering, I agree with you. If you got some kind of abuse, or the only way the Bible says you can get divorced is through adultery. But it doesn't talk about, you know, abuse, but that's another factor. If someone's beating you and hitting on you, you can't stay in that relationship, you know. But even if it's emotionally or psychologically, still it should be able to be worked out. So that's where you come in. The counselor will come in. You should be going to get some counseling. If you refuse to get – if you don't do all the points, you know, to take all the clues and get all the advice, then you can look at a divorce. And people now
exactly.
Jumping – you know, they're jumping
but
ship
people,
without doing
it. People tend to cherry pick the Bible. You know, whatever part of the Bible you want to use to justify what you want to do, you can find it in the Bible. I use the Bible in some cases to help people understand that there's more to the Bible than the little piece that they're tying themselves to. The Bible is a liberating book. It is not a book to enslave you. Jesus, who is the author of the New Testament, came to liberate us, not to enslave us. So, you know, the interpretations of the church as to, you know, you have seen changes in this century in terms of the church. And what's right and what's wrong. So I think, you know, you can't use the church only as your measuring stick for what you're going to do in your life, because it has changed dramatically in the last 10 years.
Without a doubt, the church has changed.
As to what's Linda, moral.
You're absolutely right. We're about ready to close out. Linda, give us your closing statements and talk about your book a minute.
My book, The Great Record Promoter, Behind the Scenes in the Record Industry, is about record promotions, how to get, you know, records played on the radio, how to make a record a hit record, how to introduce a new artist into the marketplace. So you can buy my book at Amazon online or Barnes & Noble online. And some of the bookstores should be carrying the book very soon. But my Facebook page is The Great Record Promoter at Facebook, or you can just type in Linda Wills and all of my radio interviews and other things that I'm doing. My calendar will come up on my page. So please join me. And thank you, Russell, for having me on your show this morning.
Excellent. Carol, give us your
Linda, is that Linda, W-I-L-L-S?
Correct.
Okay, great. It's good to meet you on this show.
It's nice to meet you as well.
Give us your closing statements, Carol.
my closing would be that we have basic rights in all relationships. I try to make this quick. We have the right to be heard, to be ourselves, to make decisions, to express our feelings, to have feelings validated, to have time and space, to have our own interests, to say no, to not feel guilty, to disagree, to time alone, and to have money. I know you like that one, Russell.
To have money. Before you go, we got about 5 minutes. Before you go, I want you to talk to Lydia. Lydia, you on the air?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Lydia, how are you? Thanks for calling in. We're at the tail end of the show, but I want you to talk about your event real fast. And say hello to Carol and say hello to Glenda because they're on the air. We're talking about relationship issues.
Hello. Hello, Glenda. How are you? We're having my fourth annual Valentine's Day Gala, and it's definitely about relationships. And it's a Ty Rick Carpet event. It's held in Baltimore, Martins West. And it's on 1628 Dogwood Road in Windsor Mill, Maryland. This is it's a red carpet black tie, as I said. You're wearing your red gowns and your tuxedos. There's a lot of entertainment. Our star is Isaac Parham. He's a saxophonist. And friends, and we open it to God first. So first you're having your gospel, jazz, entertainment on that side. You have dinner. It's a big buffet dinner. And then we have comedy. We have ballroom dancing. And then you get to dance. We have a DJ. DJ Slice will be there. And it's a lot of lighting. It's a lot of fun. When you first come in, you're having wine, champagne, and hors d'oeuvres. You're treated with so much love. But this is what couples need. This is what just people, period, need, is a place to come where you're just really treated like royalty, and the love just pours on you. As far as what you're basically saying about relationships being in therapy, I totally believe in that. We definitely need to be bringing the word in. God will reveal that to the couples. So through the churches and the ministries that they have with couples, they will definitely learn God's way, because with God first, that relationship will be, perfect. You'll know when to stop when your husband's saying something. You'll know what to say back to him when you don't bring back an argument. I know it firsthand. Believe me, I just know it. So you just need to know how to talk to each other and stop with the fire. Don't take the fire over there. In the fire with a nice, sweet word. The other one's like, wow, I can't argue anymore. You definitely need the type of therapy so you can then work it out, and you'll see that you have a perfect marriage just about. It's just getting conversation going on and saying the right thing to the partner.
Amen. Well said.
We're going to close the show out.
So I hope that you can get information from Russell via the event. You can call me back. My number is 410-241-8738. Again, that's 410-241-8738. Our website
is the event.
The time is 5 to 10. 5 to 6 is the reception. And then from 6 to 10 is the event. And believe me, you have never been to anything like this. This is God's first event. It is excellent because he did it. And when you see that, I'm waiting to see this performance. We have a performance, and we open with Breaking Every Chain, following with liturgical dancers that are dancing to It's the Lord's Battle. It is such a powerful message and a powerful love that comes down pouring from him. And the production is just, the sound effects, the light, all of that is part of the production to get you to release. And we have a pastor Roderick Parks. He's coming from Friendship Baptist Church. I hope I didn't say that wrong, Pastor. And he's going to bring us the word, and he's going to give the prayer. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. And if you're wearing your gowns and tux, and you're just loved on. Believe me, you're loved on from the moment you walk onto the parking lot.
Excellent, excellent. We're looking forward to being there. This is today's relationships. I want to thank you for calling in. Tune in next Saturday where we'll have another special guest. We're going to thank Carol for coming on this morning and her beautiful, beautiful work that she's doing. Again, Carol, give you your information how to get in touch with you. We're going to close out.
My information for counseling, 240-463-8967. See me at the website, EphesiansCounseling.com.
This is Today's Relationship. We'll see you next Saturday. There's no stopping us now.
No stopping us.
Amen.
Amen. Please give me a call.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Russell.
Thank you, Russell, for having me.
Thank you. We're going to do more of this. It'll be some big
yes.
one.
Okay.
All have right. a great day, Russell.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye. Indeed. and you're gonna bowl for half a mile.
Oh yeah, he was finished. One of my first accidents that I walked out in the middle of 202, like about 4 o'clock in the morning. This guy was drag racing on the 202. He walked up the middle of the car, at the car, but the middle of the street, car, getting to the car, something, the car was way back, came back down the road with him. He walked out, but the guy was going about 8 miles an hour. Bam, hit him and knocked him out of his boots, man. The boots was here. He was on the other side over there, man. When I got to the accident, I saw nothing but boots. Way down the highway. And his wife was crying, his hair off, and she was walking out of the house. Don't you want to charge him with killing my husband? Full of our rules. He got his right of way. You know, he was speeding. You can't be in his right of way.
Who was speeding? The
car was speeding. The car was going 80 miles an hour. You know, but the guy walked in the middle of the street.
Well, you could get on the fence.
First off, I didn't see him speeding. Secondly, you know, it's something I think he was
So you got to take all kinds of classes about what to get started and all.
Yeah.